Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody. Didn't properly get a chance to thank Jenna a while ago, so thanks to Jenna Ellis for being on with us. You can hear her each morning from 7 to 8 o'clock Central Time right here on American Family Radio with Jenna Ellis in the morning on AFR. I'm Tim Wildman, Leslie Wildman, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us.
Good morning. I'm enthralled. We have an iPad in front of us, and we can see Ray and everything. And I usually just wave at Ray when I first get here. And every time now I wave, I'm looking at it, and at the bottom, it says, "Your hand is raised."
Why is that?
I can see it.
Mine does it too. I guess that's saying that it's my turn. Can I hop in?
I don't know. Now, and there's a button I can push that says lower. Let me see. Oh, it worked.
I don't know.
You're about to raise your hand, not now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it's watching.
Now, none of this helps
it's
our
watching
audience,
me.
Though, at all.
I'm sorry, folks.
They don't know what you're talking about.
That is kind of weird. Sidetrack. I didn't mean to do that. My apologies.
That's okay. So, Steve, good morning.
Sir, good morning.
We'll reset here.
Yes.
What do you bring forth to us?
Well, I wanted to just do one last shot at the convention, and then we got a whole bunch of other stuff.
Be careful about
your
language.
We
don't want any FBI agents on our property.
I wanted to have one last
look. Rather have FBI agents than Secret Service at this point.
One last item, right? Yeah, one last item from
Don't say take a shot. Just change it.
Okay. So, Joe Biden was not good for this country in terms of the economy and immigration and all this kind of stuff. But as a news guy, I'm going to kind of miss him. I know that we'll have plenty to talk about with Kamala Harris, but I want you to hear Joe Biden last night trying to get through something that was on the teleprompter. Look, cut 7.
In its decision overturning Roe v. Wade, as you heard earlier tonight, the United States Supreme Court majority wrote the following, quote, "Women are not without electrical, not allowed, not without electoral.
Oh, wow.
Or political power."
They actually started laughing at him when he said women are not without electrical power. I'm going to miss him. I'm just going to say, well, there's a lot of quality time I spent with Joe Biden audio.
His shouting just comes at the strangest time. It's like
inconsistent with
It's kind of like all right, I hadn't shouted a word in 10 minutes, so I need to go for something. So he just whatever word comes.
I think I know what it is. When his thinking kicks in and he actually understands what he's saying, that part he yells.
Okay, listen to this.
Come on, man.
I know. Come on, man. That was his big thing. But listen to the way. And this is his. This is his last hurrah, so we won't be hearing much, and certainly nothing like this again. But listen to the way he's just talking, and all of a sudden he screams women. Listen to this.
In its decision overturning Roe v. Wade, as you heard earlier tonight, the United States Supreme Court majority wrote the following, quote, "Women are not without electrical, not allowed, not without electoral or political power."
Oh, my gosh.
It's worse every time you play it. It gets worse.
It's
not like you missed.
All right, it is funny. Yeah. It is funny because he puts himself out there and because the Democrats gave him the national television. It's funny in that sense. It's cringeworthy.
Sure.
But it's also elder abuse that guy is going down.
Do you remember when he was president?
I get your point. Yeah, yes.
back in
he needs to go now.
That was the point. Yeah, I was like, I was wanting to answer. He's still president. That's your point.
I don't understand. And we can laugh about this, and it is funny, and it looks silly. That fellow we just heard right there has no business being the commander in chief of the United States. President, the leader of the free world for 5 more months. There's no way. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you want him? Do you want him behind the desk?
No.
In the Oval Office.
When
war breaks out of the Middle East, do you want that man there?
No.
And the answer is no.
No.
No. Are we confident in his decision making ability?
No.
when the crisis comes? And the answer is no.
No, no. And nobody is. If they're honest, well, right or left, he needs to resign, or they need to remove him.
Yep.
I hate it would come to that, but that's the truth. And Kamala Harris needs to be the president. Listen, I don't want her to be president any more than anybody else, but you got to have somebody that's competent.
You've
got to have somebody that can think clearly, somebody that can reason and have
and
be engaged and stay up past 9 o'clock if they need
and complete a sentence.
And complete a sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, good grief. I can't believe this fellow will be in charge of the country for 5 more months. Yeah.
And this has progressively gotten worse. Of course, he had his moments and they hit him during 2020 election. Season, sure, but in the last 18 months, it's getting past a point where you can hide it, even for the Democrats. I mean, the last 18 months or year, it's been that every day.
I think he'll stay in, and here's the reason. This may sound, I have no evidence to support this. This is just my own reason. I think Ray and Steve and Wesley and listeners, I think Biden will stay in because nobody's really going to force the issue in the Congress. Right. Maybe I could be wrong, or maybe he'll be hospitalized at some point and have to resign. But I think if he can stay in, then Kamala Harris can avoid the press.
Right. Good point. Good point.
She's going to duck the press.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because she's not good, and it hurts her every time she gets out and does big interviews and stuff, because she can't. She's how do I say this?
She's not very intelligent.
She's not. Yeah. I'm sorry. She's not smart enough to hide it. Okay. She may have made all A's in school. I don't know. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about she is incapable of thinking on her feet and articulating very well. Maybe as good as us, but not to rise to the level of being president of the United States. Go ahead.
Yep. No, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Right.
Yep. I just saw an interview that Donald Trump did with a reporter. I can't remember which network it was. I was going to bring it in, but it was too much stuff to talk about already. But she said, you've described Kamala Harris as not very intelligent. Is that wise that you insult her like this? And he says, well, she's not. It's not an insult. It's just a fact.
Right, right. Well, if you're Trump, yeah, a lot of what Trump says is true and needs to be said, and then a lot of what he says is like, come on, man, just zip it, okay?
Focus.
Yeah, yeah, no more Hannibal Lecter stories,
right.
okay? Don't call a woman a bird brain like he did with
South Carolina.
Nikki Haley.
Yep.
I'm going, you... This is not going to help you in the general election, Ray.
You know, I do think he's found his nickname for Kamala Harris, called her Comrade Kamala. That at least is alliterative, and it's
That's
memorable,
good.
And it focuses on the fact she really is a communist.
Yeah,
yeah, that is good. If that's what, that is good. I hope. When will the debate be?
August. I mean, sorry, September.
September, isn't it?
All right.
I have this top of my head, but I don't.
This will be
September the 4th.
This will be a big, big debate. And I don't know if they'll have a second debate, because let me tell you why. This will be Donald Trump's opportunity to expose how far left Kamala Harris is and to force the issue of making her answer for that, because she's not going to do interviews. Okay. She's going to avoid and duck interviews from here till the debate for the most part.
She
might have Oprah Winfrey interview her.
Yeah,
talk about
10th.
Recipes and Christmas memories, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
What do you say, September what?
September 10th.
Okay.
Which is actually 1, 2, 3 weeks from today.
But anyway, that will be that was, sometimes you say,
is that the only
one she's agreed to?
That's the only one that she's agreed
that's
to.
That's the only one she will agree to.
Probably. They proposed Donald Trump was ready to debate her on Fox, and she didn't agree.
Yeah, there was 3 debates, and she's only agreed. 3 debate dates with 3 different networks, and she's only agreed to this one.
Yeah, I don't think.
Her desire and her campaign's desire is, okay, if you had to sit down and say, how can we, what gives us the best chance to win? Okay. I don't know how you tell your boss this, but it's keep you off TV. As far as doing interviews, don't do any press interviews and no one-on-ones.
I think she knows. I think she knows that. I think, you know, I don't know if
oh, yeah,
she's
okay.
embarrassed
you
about it.
You
but
think
I mean,
she's smart enough to know that.
I think she knows she's not good in front of people right. and that she gets off the teleprompter and she's just a mess.
This well, even debate, on the teleprompter, she's
this,
the best.
This debate is, I don't know that it's going to go any better than Kamala, Joe Biden's debate. It won't have the same effect as of getting her out of the race, but she is not going to do well. And Donald Trump would... my advice, because I know he's listening, Mr. President, what I need you to do is do what you did with Joe Biden, which is let her talk.
Yes.
Just let her talk and use right. your time to attack her policies, but she will hang herself if you just let her talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, you're listening to today's Issues Next Story, Steve.
Hey, we have, you might have noticed that the assassination attempt of Donald Trump is... The media is trying to memory hole this thing, which means it's a term of one of the writers, like, I don't know if it was, coined the term, 1982, I think it was. But they're making it go away. You haven't heard anything about it, but we're still getting different data on this thing. And Wesley, you came across a video that came out the other day. It's a Butler Township police officer, Drew Blasco. What stuck out at you at this?
Well, I'll set up the clip a little bit without trying to give it away. And we're about to listen to an audio of the local police giving their firsthand response to their own site. So the body cam footage is local police on site at the attempted assassination. And this is what they're communicating with each other. Go.
I told them they need to post the guys over here. I told them that the Secret Service. I told them that Tuesday. I told them to post the guys over here.
I have no contact with the inside.
What?
I thought you guys were over here.
No. We're inside. I told them to post the guys over here.
I wasn't even concerned about it because I thought someone was on the roof. I thought that's how we... How can you lose a guy walking back here?
They were
on the roof.
They were inside.
Why were we not...
In the building.
You need to go out somewhere over on the left side.
Why weren't we?
Because I thought we were going to post guys over here. I talked to the Secret Service guys. They're like, yeah, no problem. We're going to post guys over here.
Yeah.
Local They're talking about the building that the Thomas Crooks shot the president at the president from, that nobody was up on the building.
Yeah, just to take us back, like you said, down, you know, try to get us out of memory hole here. Just to take us back, there was at the attempted assassination, the building in which Crook shot from, we all, at the time when this happened, within a couple days, we all saw the map and we all said, why was there not someone covering the top of that building? It only makes sense. Everybody, you don't have to be a part of a SWAT team or have any military background to say somebody should be covering that building. So we wanted answers to that. We weren't given answers for that. Why somebody wasn't covering the building, ended except for the slope and all kind of other stuff that didn't make sense. But now we have more footage, which is what we just played, where the local police said, I met with Secret Service on Tuesday. They said this was covered. They said, no, we'll do it. They said, no, we have it covered. You don't have to worry about it.
ProPublica is writing about this, and they published this just a couple days ago. This is their assessment. The weaknesses that led up to the assassination attempt were not unique to the July rally, but an inevitable breakdown of an already vulnerable system. The steps taken in the days leading up to the Butler rally largely mirrored what they had been doing for years. And they say that the officers described the meeting that you're talking about, Wesley, as informal and disorganized. This is according to Butler County District Attorney Richard Goldinger. It left local officials to create their own operational plan for the day. This is a Secret Service that just said, well, okay, police say, we need you to cover this building. Say, well, maybe. And then they don't talk. The meeting just was just an informal get-together. Like, how are you going to – what play are you going to run in the second quarter?
What we just listened to was body cam, audio. Well, it's video too, right?
Video and audio.
But you can't, obviously, we're radio. But we're, this is the local police talking amongst themselves in the immediate aftermath of the shooting. Is that right?
That's what, yeah, they're going to the build. They're called on the radio to go to the building, okay, where the shots took place. So as they're going there, they're talking, having a discussion. Why is it?
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Immediately after the
this right, was supposed to be covered.
I want to hear that one more time then. Mm-hmm.
I told them they need to post the guys over here. I told them that the Secret Service. I told them that Tuesday. I told them to post the guys over here.
I have no contact with the FBI.
What?
I thought you guys were on the roof.
No. We're inside. I told them to post the guys over here.
I wasn't even concerned about it because I thought someone was on the roof. I thought that's how how can you lose a guy walking back here?
They were
on the roof.
They were inside.
Why were we not
in the building?
Because it's impossible. You need to go somewhere over on the left side.
Why weren't we?
Because I thought we were going to post guys over here. I talked to the Secret Service guys. They're like, yeah, no problem. We're going to post guys over here.
So it's
I talked to them. They said, no problem.
Police officer Drew Blasco.
Yeah. So all that to say is that back to our original question from the first time we talked about this, who was the person that said, we've got this covered? That said, right. Who's a Secret Service
who's
agent?
Who's the fella or lady that this cop is talking about said, quote, we got it covered?
That's what we want to know. That's the bottom. That's the whole.
And was that person, Ray, the person responsible for the event that day?
Right. I mean, it's clear. This is not on the local police. They were there. They saw the problem. They warned the Secret Service. They said, you got to cover the top of this building. Secret Service says, we're going to do it. This is the most unbelievable failure of the Secret Service that I can remember in my lifetime, far greater than other assassination attempts. And this is the reason why many Americans feel like something else was going on that day. We don't know, right? We don't know for sure. The minimum you can say, it's a total failure of the Secret Service. What we'd like to know is, was that just a terrible coming together of bad circumstances, or was something else at play there?
Okay, the Secret Service who were the two, what do you call them, snipers, mm-hmm, that were on top of some building,
right.
That shot and killed.
Two shots were fired. One was fired. The first one was fired by a local Butler police sharpshooter who was on the ground and saw him and shot. It was an incredible shot because it knocked the rifle, or at least it made him drop that rifle. And then the second shot was taken by the Secret Service, one of the Secret Service sharpshooters.
It was the kill shot.
The kill shot.
Okay. How do you shoot somebody that's lying down on a roof from the ground?
His head was sticking up. I mean, you have to, if you're going to shoot over that ridge, you have to put your head up and the gun up over the ridge.
It was an incredible shot.
Yeah, it was very incredible
shot. Yeah.
By one of the local police.
Yeah.
Right.
From the ground, right about the same spot underneath.
Okay. And I know I've said this 1,000 times, but, well, maybe not 1,000, but the person to me most responsible for the failure was not the woman in D.C. who resigned, right, whatever her name was, which Cheeto. What was her name? Cheetah?
No, she Cheetah? Was a charger.
Cheetah or something. Anyway.
Kimberly Cheadle. Kimberly.
All right. Well, anyway, she did. You know, the buck stops there, so to speak. But the person that failed the most was the person that was in charge on site that day who let President Trump go out and speak, and he was not aware enough to know that there was that he was exposed.
Right.
There was a lot of communication breakdown in the radio. There was no way for the police, local police, to communicate real time with the Secret
That's
Service.
Still the Secret Service's problem.
It's the office of the Secrets. It's a Pittsburgh office,
right,
of the Secret Service that was in charge of making sure that the site.
They got one job.
Yes, you had one job, and they failed.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And also, it's kind of amazing to me, quite frankly, Ray, that people around President Trump couldn't look around and see that, because there were people out on the ground, just spectators who were walking around.
Pointing at the guy.
Yeah, we've all seen video footage of people saying, hey, look over there, you know. Mm-hmm.
That all, I think most of that happened. The Secret Service had this Crooks under surveillance well before.
That was his name, Crooks?
Crooks. Yeah, Crooks, C-R-O-O-K-S.
The assassin.
Yes.
Would-be assassin.
And they had him on their radar a good half hour before Trump came out. But he was only considered a person of interest, not a danger. I don't know why. That's the question. Why did they let him out? Yeah, maybe Trump's
The other question I would have for that police officer that we heard from and those talking to one another, that maybe there's a reasonable explanation for this, and I would like
to
hear.
And we'll find out in 6 months.
Yeah, I know, right? Is he said, or somebody said, we were or inside?
Yeah, the follow-up question in that conversation was, Why are you not up there? Where are y'all over here? And he said, well, we're inside. He said Secret Service had the top. That goes back to my point. The local police was willing to cover the top, the bottom. They wanted to go wherever needed. But Secret Service told them, according to his testimony, well, don't worry about the top.
I know that. Yeah. I know that. I want to know why the local police officer or officers are inside a building and not outside.
There is a window. There's a two-story building that is right behind the roof that Thomas Crooks shot from. And there's a window that looks out on that roof. You can ostensibly cover the roof from the window if you're paying attention. I don't know if it has the whole entire slope of the roof, but they were able to look out on the roof from inside that building.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here. I'm just thinking out loud here.
Sure,
I'm not placing blame, because I said there's maybe a reasonable explanation for this. If there are no police, if you got police officers inside a building and a guy can get a ladder and climb up to the top, then I want to know why those cops weren't stationed around there from keeping that from happening from the first place. That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That's a fair question.
What are you inside, drinking coffee? What good does it do for you to be inside a building when perpetrator could climb a ladder, get on side of the building, and shoot, which is what happened, while you're inside the building talking to one another?
Well, yeah, we probably need to end this on this, because we could go back and forth. I also would say, well, if somebody's supposed to be on top of the roof covering it, then I don't see the need to necessarily have somebody around it.
What, but keep people from – well, okay, yeah. But somebody didn't have the awareness to know there was nobody on top of the roof.
Yeah, I agree with you. But my point on all this is that Secret Service said, I've got the roof, and I want to know why they
They said that on Tuesday.
I know. That's why I want to know.
The day it happened, they didn't have the roof.
Yeah.
Right.
And why didn't the local cops go, or maybe they did go, hey, nobody's got the roof.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's just there's a lot of unanswered questions. Ray, thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
Wesley, thanks.
Enjoyed it.
Steve, thanks.
My pleasure.
My thanks to Brent Creeley, our producer, Chris Woodward. Who else was here? Tony Vitagliano and Jenna Ellis. And we hope you have a wonderful day. Keep listening to American Family Radio.